Weekly market update. Could a global manufacturing recovery delay interest rate cuts? Author, Chi Lo. Source, BNP PAM. Financial markets are reassessing the outlook for US interest rates, not only because of stronger than expected US growth and inflation, but also because of a global recovery in manufacturing output. Green shoots are being seen worldwide despite Europe's economic weakness. This raises two important questions. What is driving the recovery in manufacturing? Will it keep central banks from cutting interest rates? Could it even prompt the US Federal Reserve to raise them? The current bounce back in manufacturing could improve the outlook for growth and affect monetary policy in the coming months. What is driving the recovery? Global manufacturing, as approximated by the weighted average of the purchasing managers indices of China, the US and the Eurozone, has bottomed since late 2023. The Eurozone's PMI surprised the market by rising to 50.3 in March, the first above 50 reading, indicating expansion in 9 months. Line graph showing the approximate global manufacturing rate from January 2019 to January 2024. The rate is a weighted average of Chinese, US and Eurozone PMIs. The rate bottomed from late 2023. Data as of the 19th of April 2024. Sources, CEIC, S&P Global and BNP Paribas Asset Management. There are three main sources of the reignition in manufacturing. The US economy has held up well despite 15 months of monetary tightening. A robust labor market and resilient consumer demand have boosted manufacturing output. The Chinese economy has finally responded to Beijing's recent aggressive policy support, with electricity consumption growth, a more accurate indicator of economic activity, rising faster than the official GDP growth rate. US-led manufacturing reonshoring and de-risking away from China has boosted manufacturing activity in many Western economies. To counter this trend and address US-led trade restrictions, China has relocated production capacity to other countries, notably ASEAN, raising manufacturing output there. Line graph comparing Chinese electricity consumption to real GDP from March 2019 to March 2024. Generally, China's electricity consumption has grown faster than the official GDP growth rate. Data as of the 19th of April 2024. Sources, CEIC, BNP Paribas Asset Management. Implications for Fed policy. The continued strength of the US economy and the recovery in manufacturing are prompting financial markets to reassess the course of US monetary policy, in addition to recent signs of sticky inflation. The Fed is no longer expected to cut rates 6 times this year, but only 3 times if not less. The first cut is no longer expected in June, but might now come in September. Some observers are even talking about the Fed tightening policy again. The Fed's dual mandate requires it to keep prices stable and maximize employment. These two objectives are often in conflict, leaving financial markets uncertain about the future policy path and its impact on asset prices. At the moment, what seems certain is that, as a risk control strategy, the Fed is inclined to delay rate cuts if the economy remains resilient. Note that March non-farm payrolls rose by a further 303,000, even when inflation should continue to move lower. However, March headline and core consumer price inflation remained sticky at 3.5% year-on-year and 3.8%, respectively. Cuts to go ahead elsewhere. The story is different for other central banks. The Swiss National Bank recently cut rates as inflation in Switzerland dropped to 1% in March. The Bank of Canada is expected to follow suit soon as core inflation excluding mortgage interest payments, which have recently surged, has effectively fallen to below 2%, with the economy running with excess supply, according to the central bank. There is a high possibility that the European Central Bank could cut rates, before the Fed does, as inflation in the Eurozone has dropped faster towards its 2% target and growth momentum is weaker than in the US. In its latest monetary policy statement on the 11th of April, the ECB's governing council indicated that the time for the first cut might arrive soon. The market expects that to be at the June policy meeting. Overall, we believe the rate cut story is intact, but the Fed is now expected to lag other central banks due to the different growth and inflation dynamics in the US. The means the US dollar could remain well supported until the Fed starts to cut, all else being equal. The ECB's relatively softer policy stance bodes well for Eurozone bonds, or so thinks our multi-asset investment committee. The combination of a global manufacturing recovery, resilient US economy, and a revival of Chinese and Japanese growth suggests an improving outlook for equities beyond the short term. But not in the APAC region. Asian central banks, however, are not likely to cut rates before the Fed due to the region's reliance on US dollar liquidity. If the Fed holds off, Asian central banks will likely do the same. This will keep real interest rates high and could pose a downside risk to the region's growth and asset markets. Line graph showing Asian, excluding China, real interest rates from January 2010 to March 2024. The three-month lending rate, minus CPI inflation, has risen as inflation has fallen. Data as of the 19th of April 2024. Sources: CEIC, BNP Paribas Asset Management. The outlook for the region therefore looks cloudy to us. Resilient US GDP and job growth with better supply-side dynamics due to increased labor supply through migration and productivity could allow the region to benefit from greater US export demand and the spillover to investment. This could offset some of the drag on regional growth from higher for longer interest rates in the US. But rising inflation due to supply constraints might change that assessment. Disclaimer: please note that articles may contain technical language. For this reason, they may not be suitable for readers without professional investment experience. Any views expressed here are those of the author as of the date of publication, are based on available information, and are subject to change without notice. Individual portfolio management teams may hold different views and may take different investment decisions for different clients. This document does not constitute investment advice. The value of investments and the income they generate may go down, as well as up, and it is possible that investors will not recover their initial outlay. Past performance is no guarantee for future returns. Investing in emerging markets, or specialized or restricted sectors, is likely to be subject to a higher-than-average volatility due to a high degree of concentration, greater uncertainty, because less information is available, there is less liquidity, or due to greater sensitivity to changes in market conditions, social, political, and economic conditions. Some emerging markets offer less security than the majority of international developed markets. For this reason, services for portfolio transactions, liquidation, and conservation on behalf of funds invested in emerging markets may carry greater risk.